Good morning, you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. So-called brownout conditions contributed to a large deadly crash on I-25 near Pueblo this week. These dust storms can arise suddenly and severely reduce visibility. CPR's Dan Boyes has tips on what to do if you're caught in one.
First off, avoid dust storms if you can. Try a different route or stop and pull over. Colorado State Patrol Sergeant Ivan Alvarado.
They might not seem too bad at the beginning, but once you start to go through it, it gets worse and worse and worse until, well, now you don't see your hand in front of your face.
Slow down and keep headlights on. But once visibility gets bad enough that you do pull over, get way off the road, like fully off the pavement, and then turn off your lights, even your brake lights. This is so someone behind you doesn't use your lights as a guide. The state typically sees anywhere from 3 to 8 serious brownouts a year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert has introduced a bipartisan bill to boost hydropower development. The Rural Jobs and Hydropower Expansion Act streamlines the permitting process for non-federal hydropower development.
You know, I think hydro is a great renewable energy, and it's a very reliable energy, an energy source. And so this is something that I would love to see movement on.
Under the bill, projects would only need permits from the Bureau of Reclamation and not from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.